This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jessica Bauer-Walker is a community activist, parent activist, and joins us live now on WBEN. Jessica, thank you. You've undoubtedly seen this video, podcast, heard these allegations. What was your first reaction upon hearing what Hi had to say?
Good morning. Yes, it's always troubling and disappointing to hear about issues related to any type of abuse or violence related to our children.
Have you, Jessica, ever seen an instance of what is considered a cover-up or not reporting an instance in the schools?
Yeah, I think these are very complex situations. We're protecting children and family safety, from my perspective and the work that I do, is first and foremost. Some things should be, right out front and center, and sometimes we need to do different things to protect the families. So I can't comment on these specific allegations, but we certainly want to make sure that we are hearing from Buffalo Public Schools what their policies and protocols are and how there can be accountability and transparency when there's these type of allegations.
Is that anything you've seen before in your dealings with the school district, of where you might know of something that's happened and you find that the district has not been forthcoming and telling all the information?
I think there can be situations like that. I think sometimes there are, as I said, reasons for not disclosing or releasing information related to family privacy. So, again, these allegations are quite troubling, and I want to make sure that families know that there's help out here and where to go if they need help. People like myself, and there's a whole network of parent leaders and activists, community organizations, and legal organizations. So if a family needs help, making sure that they know where to go at a school and community level to get it.
Jessica, did you watch the video with Detective High on the Unsubscribe podcast?
I did.
And what did you make of that?
Again, I can't comment on the specifics of the allegations. They're, quite serious. I think it's important to understand why he's coming out. I know there's been some issues related to things that he has raised before, too. So it's important for us to just stay on the side of families and children and understand where everybody else is coming for our, and hold a space for our families and make sure that they're safe.
You've seen the district's reaction. They say it's not true. They say they'll come out and tell us why. Have not done so far, but maybe within the coming days. What does an investigation, a fair one like that, look like to you?
Yeah, I think, again, we need to hear from the district more than what they've said thus far. Good. There's a Board of Education meeting, and we expect the Board of Education as our elected officials to make sure that there's accountability to the public. So some more specifics related to their response to the allegations. Again, sometimes there's a reason for why things are not public facing, and sometimes there's not. So we want to make sure that families have the information that they need related to these situations. And I know families have raised other issues that they may be experiencing. Sometimes families don't know where to go for help, and these can be complex situations that if you're not dealing with the right people and have the right situation and context and an advocate working solely on your behalf, it can go sideways quickly. So just want to make sure everybody is safe in this situation.
Jessica, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Have
Jessica Bauer-Walker, co-chair of Buffalo Public Schools Community Health Worker Parent and Student Association.